Welcome back to the Good Weekend Podcast. Or if you're joining us for the first time, I'm so glad you found us. I'm Bill Anzio, and it's my pleasure each week to share a Bible reading and a brief reflection from Disciplines, an Upper Room publication. This week we turn to Exodus chapter 14 for an Old Testament story of God bringing His chosen people out of slavery in Egypt. Oh, this story brings back images of a movie I used to love watching around Easter time when I was a kid. Do you remember Cecil B. DeMille's The Ten Commandments with Charlton Heston as Moses? Well, then you most certainly will recall this scene from the movie as you hear the story again. God's messenger, who had been in front of Israel's camp, moved and went behind them. The column of cloud moved from the front and took its place behind them. It stood between Egypt's camp and Israel's camp. The cloud remained there, and when darkness fell, it lit up the night. They didn't come near each other all night. Then Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. The Lord pushed the sea back by a strong east wind all night, turning the sea into dry land. The waters were split in two. The Israelites walked into the sea on dry ground. The waters formed a wall for them on their right hand and on their left. The Egyptians chased them and went into the sea after them, all of Pharaoh's horses, chariots, and cavalry. As morning approached, the Lord looked down on the Egyptian camp from the column of lightning and cloud and threw the Egyptian camp into a panic. The Lord jammed their chariot wheels so that they wouldn't turn easily. The Egyptians said, "Let's get away from the Israelites, because the Lord is fighting for them against Egypt." Then the Lord said to Moses, "Stretch out your hand over the sea, so that the water comes back and covers the Egyptians, their chariots, and their cavalry." So Moses stretched out his hand over the sea. At daybreak, the sea returned to its normal depth. The Egyptians were driving toward it, and the Lord tossed the Egyptians into the sea. The waters returned and covered the chariots and the cavalry, Pharaoh's entire army that had followed them into the sea. Not one of them remained. The Israelites, however, walked on dry ground through the sea. The waters formed a wall for them on their right hand and on their left. The Lord rescued Israel from the Egyptians that day. Israel saw the Egyptians dead on the seashore. Israel saw the amazing power of the Lord against the Egyptians. The people were in awe of the Lord, and they believed in the Lord and in His servant Moses. And now for a devotion on this story from Susan M. Hudson, minister of Word and Sacrament in the Presbyterian Church, USA. Served with her husband and family as a mission co-worker in South Korea, Pakistan, and India. Recently published her memoir, Spirited Voyager, a memoir of motherhood, mission, and ministry. Zulon. Completed the spiritual guidance program through the Shalem Institute. It can be difficult to decide to leave a place we have grown accustomed to, even if it is an unhealthy place, in order to make our dreams come true. The internal and external obstacles we must face to find freedom are much larger than we are. That was true for Moses and the Israelite people as they departed Egypt on short notice. Moses had no idea what he was getting into with God. His initial response was that he did not have the qualifications or skills to be the leader of God's people. Have you ever been nudged by God to do something that no one else understood, or to leave a place on very short notice? Let us ponder this call to depart. How is God inviting us to stretch? How is God inviting us to enter an unknown place with only a few possessions? We often gloss over how difficult it must have been for the Israelites to walk between those walls of water. They knew that was not how the sea was supposed to work. Perhaps an important but often overlooked part of the parting of the waters is being willing to enter into an unknown future that God is preparing for us. Moses was not told what getting to the promised land would look like. He had to depart in the darkness of night, trusting God's light to lead him. Moses and the children of Israel ended up wandering for 40 years in a desert before it was God's time for them to enter the Promised Land. Sometimes it is best if we do not know the future, but simply live in the present, trusting that God has us, holds us, and leads us wherever we go. Lord, please meet us where we are. Help us trust that you will part the waters before us and will keep our feet on dry ground. Amen. Now, a question for your personal reflection this week. When has the path of faith seemed risky? How have you trusted God and others' wisdom along the way? You've been listening to the Good We Can podcast. Whether you've just discovered us or you listen regularly, we'd love to know you're there. Would you give us a thumbs up or a friendly comment before you go? Or let us know at the church office via email or a short written note. That would mean so much. And please share us with someone who might enjoy these weekly devotions. Sun Prairie United Methodist Church is located at 702 North Street in Sun Prairie, just south of Northside Elementary School. For more information about our ministries, as well as weekend worship times, please visit sunprairieumc.org. And may God bless you until we meet again next time on The Good We Can.